One of the methods we're taught in seminary is called pastoral reflection. And what that is that you go and you have an experience, and then you come back and you reflect on the experience. You try to understand the experience. What does it mean? So we would do hospital ministry, have conversations, write up a little verbatim, and then we'd come to the class and we would discuss what happened in that event. And I think that that's often the way maybe people who go through a traumatic experience, that's what counseling does as well. And it helps them kind of understand this. And we call it pastoral reflection. And you could see kind of Jesus doing that work, right, in today's gospel. Because here we have this humongous event that happened to these apostles. From the 3 years of being with him and listening to him, not really quite understanding everything that he's talking about, not really picking up things yet. And then he has the crucifixion and the death, and then the resurrection, and he meets with them again, and it's, I love the way it just seems so nice of the kind of Jesus, like sort of pastoral. I get that experience. He said to them, "These are the words I spoke to you, you know, while I was still with you, and everything that was written about me in the law of Moses." So he begins to take them through and say, "See, now do you understand? This is what this means. When I said this, this is what it means. When I experienced this, this is what it means." And it says, "And everything written about me in the law of Moses." And he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. He says, this is when I was giving you what we call like the prediction passion. You know, this is what we were talking about. And thus it is written that Christ would suffer and rise from the dead. And I think, you know, sometimes parents do that with children if they've had their experience, you know, maybe of going out with someone and then breaking up and having the heartbreak and all of that. And then you sit and you have them talk about what happened as a way to understand it. And that's kind of what we do when we come to Mass now. We've all gone through Lent and Holy Week. We've experienced all of that. And now let Jesus now explain the meaning of it all, you know, and revisit again, kind of go back and hear him in a sort of as a pastoral kind of shepherd. It's because he's got his wounds and it happened to him. He shows that to them. And he says, "Now let me explain that to you." So as you continue throughout, hopefully all of Easter, as you listen to Jesus speak, and the church kind of choosing these scripture passages is a way, again, what we call pastoral reflection, you know, to understand how God moved and how God worked in the midst of all of this.